Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good. Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. economy rebounded strongly this spring after a first quarter contraction. Gross domestic product, the broadest measure of goods and services produced across of a first quarter when the economy shrank at a 2.1% pace. The new numbers are unlikely to have an immediate influence on Federal Reserve policymakers as they conclude a two-day meeting today. Japanese officials today say that live pigs imported into Japan from the U.S. and Canada will be subject to new certification requirements to prevent the spread of livestock disease. The new requirements are to combat the spread of PED virus, an infection in pigs that causes severe dehydration. Japan will require exporters to certify that their swine come from facilities in which there has been no clinical evidence of PEDV for at least 12 months. The exported pigs also must test negative for PEDV during their period of pre-export isolation and inspection. In June, the EU imposed its own PEDV testing requirements on imports from U.S. and Canadian hog farms. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,905, and it is up 60 points. The NASDAQ is 39.79, up 26. The S&P 500 is 1971, and it is up 8.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most everybody in the U.S. Midwest will pick up on rain and a few thunderstorms at one time or another over the next 2 weeks, and sufficient amounts of rain will occur to help to support long-term crop development potentials. The forecast specifically states that an amount of heavy rain will be possible in the northern parts of the Midwest here late in this coming weekend and going into the first part of next week. This low-pressure center will have big influence on South Dakota, parts of North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and parts of Michigan, and as the low-pressure system moves across the entire upper parts of the Midwest, we'll see rain totals of a half to 1.5 and local totals over 2 inches possible, but the rains to the immediate south will not be nearly as impressive. Some locations will stay dry, others will pick up on a quarter to 3/4 of an inch of rain. The precipitation in those areas will occur mostly early to midweek next week. The same frontal boundary that produces that rain will likely become stationary, and a new low-pressure center will develop on the west end of the front. And that new low-pressure center, once it's in place over the weekend, will head off towards the northeast and work its way across a big part of the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest with another wave or two of rain expected. Rain totals during that period of time were 1.5 to 1.5 inches, local amounts over 2 inches, and that is when we'll see some of the southwestern Corn Belt areas getting some welcome rainfall. Now, the amount of moisture that occurs in some of these old drier areas in Kansas, Missouri, southern Illinois, parts of the northern Delta, even Nebraska, southwestern Iowa, will be enough to temporarily lift the topsoil moisture situation, but we are going to have to come up with some additional follow-up precipitation as we move further out in time to help assure that we don't fall back into a drier biased mode. There's no ridge of high pressure being advertised across any part of the U.S. Midwest as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days. And without the ridge presence and the presence of widespread shower and thunderstorm activity, we are going to find ourselves in an environment that is quite favorable for crop development, and aggressive growth will likely occur. We will look for the temperatures to turn a little warmer over the next couple of days, but they will not rise above average anytime soon. The majority of the region will see temperatures that are mostly seasonable. That means daily highs here later this week, the weekend, and early part of next week will run mostly in the upper 70s through the 80s. There will be a few lower 90s in the far southwest, and there will be a few middle 70s that will occur in the upper parts of the Midwest. The low temperatures at night will be mostly 50s and 60s for a while here, but as we get into the weekend and start approaching that frontal boundary coming up for the early part of next week, the nighttime lows will get a little warmer. We could see a few morning temperatures still in the 70s. Well, outside of the situation across the U.S. Midwest, I think most other areas in North America are still looking at favorable weather. There will be some timely showers in parts of Texas, cotton, sorghum, and corn country. There will also in portions of the lower delta in southeastern states. And we'll also expect some showers and thunderstorms in a part of the northern plains. These areas will also experience seasonable temperatures, reinforcing their production potential for 2014. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat is 613, up 1.5. Soft December is 545, up 1.25. September corn, 359.5, down 2. December, 368.75, down 2.25. March, 380.5, down 2.5. May, 389, down 2.25. August soybeans, 1221.75, down 4.75. September, 1112, down 9.5. November, 1087, down 8. August soybean meal, 395.30, down 10 cents. September's down 250 at 366.70. August soybean oil 36.02, down 23. August live cattle 159.70, up 92.5. August feeders 222.85, up 142.5. September, it's up 132.5 at 223.77.5. August lean hogs, 121.25, down 20. And October's 106.40, up 32.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Sherman Newland of Risk Management Commodities. And he is not in Lafayette, Indiana, but where exactly are you?
Hudsonville, Illinois.
Hudsonville, that's right.
Yeah.
So, the market, Sherman, lives and dies now with every weather forecast on every 12-hour or 8-hour or 6-hour cycle, it seems like.
It appears to be. Again, yeah, that's what it's doing again today. The forecasters overnight seem to be coming in with a little bit better confidence that maybe we'll get some rain over the weekend and next week, a lot for the western areas possibly. But that's what's got us down again here this morning.
And you farm, and you're over there by the Wabash.
Yes, sir.
Are you in need of a drink over that way?
Yes, we are. Crops over here don't look too bad overall, but we have been on the dry side. We've been missing a lot of these heavy rains. So a good soaking 2-inch rain would sure be a blessing to help these crops come along.
So what do you make of the markets gyrating back and forth this week as we begin to look forward to USDA reports next week?
Well, we're consolidating. Like I said, we're trading these weather forecasts as they come out. Trade really has pressed the market down here quite a bit here, in corn especially. Beans have tried to rally. Now they're coming back down a little bit. So, nope, I don't think we need to make new lows until we get through these next week or two, as see what the weather does and then see what the government report says. But on these small rallies that we can get, we're looking to, you know, get a few more sales done, especially if we can get cash beans over $11 and you're in an area where you got some decent-looking beans.
Well, we start putting a pencil to some of the numbers that we've been seeing in the last number of days. Late last week, I think it was on Friday, trade guesses for the corn crop, 170.476 BPA. Of course, we'll get an updated guess early next week. But if you do some math on that, you're looking at 14.285 billion bushels. It's 425 million more than USDA's estimate.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be worth on the board if that were to come to fruition?
Well, we're probably getting a lot of that baked into the market now. I think once we see that the crop is really going to be that big and we get some of these crop tours going out, we could probably start taking out some of these recent lows. And I'm afraid the bases are really going to start to widen out as we get into harvest, as farmers get out in the combines and maybe find out the yield is what it is. So I think that could push the market even lower at that point in time. But right now, until we see some of that actually happen, I think we're just going to chop around until we get confirmation of that.
All right, Sherm. Thank you much.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
That's Sherman Newland of Risk Management Commodities. He's over in Hudsonville, Illinois. September corn trading 359 and a quarter, down 2 1/4. December 368 and 3/4, down 2 1/2. August soybeans are 1219, down 7 1/2. And November 1084 and 3/4, down 10 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.